Open. Catch. Touchdown.
This is just so creative. It really is.
Jacobs cutting back. Getting to the edge. Jacobs is in for the touchdown.
He's not always the speed guy going around, but very often you'll see him give a little wiggle and go right through the tackle. He has that kind of power.
Fourth and one.
Welcome to Fourth and One. I'm Todd Palmer, joined by Nick Jacobs, as always. Nick, welcome. How are the Wendy's in the Northland treating you?
I actually just got it today, so we'll see how it goes.
Hey, we are joined by an extra special guest in the studio today. He's a former Chiefs draft pick, former Mizzou Tiger star. I haven't got the announcement that you're in the Hall of Fame there yet at Mizzou, but it's coming.
Well, star is, it's a very, you should play with that loosely.
Hey, look, back-to-back SEC championship games, you know.
We had a good group of guys.
Yeah. Mr. Mitch Morse in the house. Of course, now with the Buffalo Bills, but we'll allow it.
Oh, thank you.
I know you're still friends with a lot of guys on the team. Still make your home here in Kansas City during the offseason. By the way, congratulations. I know Katie's expecting sometime
so
this month.
Excited. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Very
much. Yeah. So, but I mean, what's it like? You know, have you been in contact with like Mitchell Schwartz and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and some of those guys?
Absolutely. I got to hang out with a few of the guys because they had that extra week off, and got to hang out with them. You know, shoot the stuff, and you know. The last thing I want to do is add any extra stress. Like you said, this is the pinnacle, but also with the pinnacle comes a little bit of extra stress, right?
Yeah.
You're the only show in town legitimately.
Oh, yeah.
But like you said, it's such an exciting experience. And the week surrounding it that people don't see is that it's just fun. It's a circus, but in a way that you feel like you've deserved it. You've put this work into it. And I think the guys are excited.
Yeah.
And the one piece of advice I could give them was, listen, try to enjoy it. It's going to be stressful at times, but take it in. Soak it. Take a step back. Enjoy it. And then when the big game comes, just as much as you can, treat it like any other game because that's what got you there. And don't try to be anything different. And the coaches are going to say the same thing and harp on the same deal. So just be who you are. Trust the process and go for it, man. I mean, why not? This is – leave it all on the line. This is a one game season.
Yeah. I mean, they face a pretty good challenge this week too, though. I mean, Nick Bosa, D Ford, a guy you're familiar with.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a pretty tough matchup. What do you make of, you know, that matchup? And because a lot of people are talking about whether the offensive line can hold up against that pass rush.
I think it is one of the most exceptional pass rush that you see in NFL right now. Well coached, just good players and play hard. I think that's the biggest thing. You turn on the tape for the 49ers are playing extremely hard. And I think it'll be a great matchup. I think that there'll be a game plan for that and that I think that whoever wins the line of scrimmage is, like any game, but especially in this game, is going to win this Super Bowl.
Speaking of line of scrimmage, a lot was made in the AFC Championship game about the Titans' run game.
Right.
Of course, San Francisco's got a good one, too. What do you see as the strengths of the 49ers' offensive line and the way that they kind of execute that run game? And are they even better than the Titans' run game? That's what a lot of people – or the Tennessee offensive line. That's what a lot of people want to know.
Well, after watching that Packers game, there's an argument for it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I think Garoppolo threw it 8 or 9 times, and they put up 40 points or so. So Mike Person is a guy, the starting right guard for the 49ers, was with us in Kansas City. Great guy. So I have friends on all sides, definitely more on one side than the other. But I think what I saw in the Kansas City Chiefs defense that was pretty exceptional was their ability to stop the run. I think they held Derrick Henry under 100 yards of scrimmage.
Under 70, which is
remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is special. So if they can attack it and have a game plan like that and just, you know, really kind of come out and pop them in the mouth, I think it'll be one of the more exciting games, not only because I have stake in some of my friends on that team, but it's an exciting Super Bowl. I think the ticket is $1,000 extra than it has been in the past because this is going to be a good game. And I don't think it's really one-sided. I think it really could be who comes out, and it can be anyone's game. And that's why I think it makes it so interesting.
Yeah, Mitch, I'm kind of curious for you. Whenever you're facing a pass rush like that, what are some of the keys to be able to negate them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, the screen game is going to be big. And then with movement, which a good defensive line, a good passer is going to have, is that like the interior guys, you have the depth of a pocket and the width of the pocket, right? So you think of a horseshoe as a pocket. If the quarterback needs to step up in the pocket because the sides are collapsing, the front line needs to keep it set up with not too much depth. Also with that is when you have twists, you need, as a guards and center, need to stay on the same plane, meaning you can't be on different depths, because if you need to switch a twist off, you're going to get your hips picked or you're going to open up lanes. You always want to keep your hips towards the line of scrimmage. I know I'm getting technical here.
No, it's perfect. I love it.
Now, what you don't want to do inside or any offensive lineman is lose your hips. You want your hips always parallel to the line of scrimmage. All right. So when you open up like a door, like an old-timey saloon, you're opening up holes for the defensive line to get into. So I think the guys just stay on the same plane, being physical, setting the depth and the width of the pocket, and that'll be kind of the key on both sides, because there's exceptional pass rush on both sides.
When you've got a guy like D Ford, obviously switching teams, does one side or the other get an advantage? Because you guys have, when you've gone good on good in training camp or stuff like that, I mean, they know what your tendencies are, where you like to kick slide, whatever. But you also know what his moves are and how he likes to set things up. So
right.
Does one side or the other gain an advantage when it's like, say, D Ford against Mitchell Schwartz?
Yeah, I think for sure. You practice against a guy enough, you know their tendencies. But at the same time, there's also the reciprocal, and they also know how to negate you as well. So with different defenses and stuff and different rushes, I don't think it'll play too big of it. Maybe when it comes down to real technical stuff. But, I think when you have familiarity in someone, it helps.
Yeah. So have you obviously the strength of with Schwartz and Fisher have done a good job. And that kind of matches up with the strength of the 49ers D-line. Do you think they can hold up one-on-one? Or do you think they got to get some help, because of how good those two guys can be?
I don't think that's for me to say. I these are my friends.
Yeah.
And I think they're both damn good football players.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to put that
darn good.
I said darn good. No cussing on this. But both great players. Fisher coming off a Pro Bowl season. He had that, core muscle surgery, which I had this offseason, and playing great ball. I think you watched that. He's playing really good football. So it'll be good on good. And the edge rushers for the 49ers are exceptional, and those tackles are playing at an all-time high. Schwartz really never dips off, and Fish is playing great. So we'll see. It'll be exciting. I'll get to watch as a fan and see what happens.
The 49ers, the way they space out, the way their tackles are split and the wide nines they like to use, what problems does that create for an offensive line in trying to – because obviously I know they want – like you said, you guys have to stay in coordination as an offensive line. But they want to do the same thing to try to keep Mahomes contained. So, what problems does it present with the way they align and the wide splits that they use?
We're talking about the 49ers offensive line?
No, the 49ers, the defensive line and the way, with the wide nines and everything.
Yep. They play with exceptional speed and violence and technique. And I think you talk to those guys, and that's what they would hang their hat on. And you see those interior guys are 6'8", 6'9". These dudes are huge. Very long, lengthy guys, so it's going to be a hand battle. And if you see guys with their hands outside of the frame, and what I mean by that is on their shoulder pads or anything, the football is a game of having their hands inside, and I think it'll be a battle for that. And Schwartz is one of the best to do it with his hands. But we're also seeing a guy like Nick Bosa who, when you hear hype from a rookie, you're a little skeptical. You take it with a grain of salt. But the guy's a real deal, and kudos to him. And it'll be fun to watch. I'm really excited to see it go down.
Now for you, Mitchell, what is it you marvel about watching that 49ers run game? Because I know I was watching tape last night, and on a 3rd and 8, they ran a trap for a 15, 20-yard gain. And you rarely see that in this era in the NFL now.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the – one of the greats in offensive minds, and what their offensive scheme is that they're going to run, and then play action you deep. And the great thing is if you look at their play actions and their runs, you really can't tell a difference.
Right.
And that comes down to coaching and the way they run. They run off the ball. Those guys are hauling. I don't think they have a gap besides their left guard is maybe their biggest guy. I think everyone else is probably under 310 pounds, 305 maybe. And they just run, and it's exceptional to watch. And hopefully, people watching the game understand that that's not every offensive line does that, and they do it at an exceptional level. These guys got to be dog tired after the games because they're just moving, and it's fun to see.
Speaking of blockers, I mean George Kittle, maybe certainly one of if not the best blocking tight end in the NFL. When you have a guy like that, and as much as they use Juszczyk, the fullback, how much does that help what you guys are doing?
Right.
In that run game, and how dangerous can that combination be because they're all so excellent at what they do?
I think Juszczyk is one of the most exceptional players on the team, maybe the most underrated player and the best fullback in the game, arguably. And you know, percentage-wise, I don't know what the percentage that every other offensive, you know, team has their fullback on, but this guy's on for more than 50% of the season.
Oh, yeah, they use the I formation more than anyone, yeah.
He can catch the ball, he can block, he does it all. And then, like, you have Kittle, who's, you know, him and Kelce. It'll be, I mean, that's such a good kind of deal. Both are, you know, Kelce is a great blocking tight end. He just doesn't do it as much as Kittle, probably. It'll be fun. I think, I'm telling you, dude, every time you bring up one of these matchups and these guys, it just, the anticipation for this game is going to be just a hoot. I'm really excited to watch these two teams duke it out.
Are you going to be nervous at all since you know guys on both sides? I mean, you know, are you going to be – I know Nick's going to need a lot of Wendy's for the game. Well, that's his go-to.
You know, Boulevard is you know, Tank Sevens are just delightful beverages. And when you have multiple of them, it just puts you in a great state of mind.
Yeah.
And drink responsibly. But I, you know, I'm gonna have a drink in my hand to calm the nerves.
Help you
relax. But at the same time, it's really is gonna be such a great football game, and I know the people are a buzz around the town here, but I think the country is as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too about Patrick Mahomes, and you've been around some great football players. You guys have a great young quarterback in Buffalo, and Josh Allen,
absolutely.
But His leadership, and like last year being here for the MVP season, I mean, did that take you guys off guard in the locker room, how well he hit the ground running, or had you seen that his rookie year, that he had that in him?
You know, that's a good question, and for me, it's going to be a different answer than I think other guys. For me, I was – when you bring in a guy – so just speaking in Alex Smith, bear with me here. You're speaking as if you're Alex Smith and you draft a first-round quarterback, the writing's on the wall. First of all, Alex Smith is one of the greatest people on earth,
one of the
greatest competitors. I don't think people saw how competitive that dude was. Gracious, smart, and then brought Pat under his wing. He didn't have to. You know, you see Joe Flacco this year say, it's not my job to bring Drew Locke along, but, I mean, Alex really did it. And every minute of the day that Alex had was allocated to bettering himself as an athlete or as a football player. And that Pat just ate it up. Now, when they brought Pat in, I was defensive for Alex. You know what I mean? That's my guy. That's a guy who's helped me. I was a rookie and a sophomore center with a guy who's 12, 13-year vet.
Sure, yeah.
And then, you know, Pat's such a good dude. And that made it a lot easier for everyone to just kind of, like, you know, jump on the Pat train. And then when Alex, unfortunately was traded away, not unfortunate for him, making $70 million guaranteed.
Right.
Which is such a great guy. You know, guys were kind of hurt by that. But at the same time, we had seen what Pat had done in practice. And like we said, Pat won us over just on the flip of a coin. He's just such a good dude. And I hope people know that. And yeah, you see what he does in practice, and then he applies it to the field, and even more so. And you kind of lose sight of it until you watch. You know, when you're in the game, you're so enveloped in the game and what you're supposed to do and everything like that. But once you get into it and you see the highlights after the game, you're kind of taken aback. Like, this isn't normal.
Yeah.
You know, scoring 40 points, 30 points every game, averaging that much isn't normal, and it's tough to score touchdowns. And I hope people in Kansas City don't realize it, you know, forget that. It's tough scoring in this league against these guys. So, I think it was remarkable to see what he did, and very fortunate to have a guy like Pat with me. And now, you know, I've been very fortunate to have a guy like Josh with me, and I'm feeling very blessed with the quarterbacks I've been surrounded by.
Speaking of which, obviously, you know, free agency last year, I know that can be a tough pill for guys to swallow, sure, sometimes, mm-hmm, but becoming the highest paid center in NFL history, did that make it a little bit easier to swallow?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, the writing was on the wall, and I had just come off of a foot surgery in 2017 that I'd missed most of the season. And, you know, they're not going to extend a guy who's just had this major surgery, and I understood that. And they kind of said that they were going to let me hit free agency and that, you know, nothing was off the table completely. But that's them saying it. It's the writing. It's, you know, our time together is going to probably be done. And you know, I felt nothing, but, you know, I felt good where I stood. It was something to know where I stood. And it wasn't because I was a bad player. They didn't like me. And so I knew it was time to move on, and I really enjoyed that season. I just had a blast, and, you know, I dealt with a pretty gnarly concussion. That was tough, but to come back and play great football with a great group of guys, and And then free agency hit, and I ended up in the perfect place for me. The people, you know, and a lateral move in regards to the fan base, just fanatical about the guys.
I've seen the videos.
Fanatical. You go to these away games, and it's like a bowl game. We played in Nashville, and literally there's 30,000 Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah.
Like you said, the money does help, but at the same time, it was time to move on, and I was really fortunate to end up in such a great organization that's really on the rise and full of young, hungry dudes, and I feel very blessed, and I've been blessed in my career, and it's not lost on me.
Now, the thing I'm asking you, what will it mean to you to see some of your friends and maybe even Andy Reid potentially get to that mountaintop? And part of it was, you're a part of this. Like, I tell every player, and I told Jeff Allen and Mike DeVito.
Oh, Jeff is such a good – and Mike. Yeah. Oh, you talked to two all-time dudes.
So, I mean, like, I told each one of you guys was a part of this building block for this team to get to where it's at. And so, I mean, what's it going to mean to you in some ways? I know you're not playing in that game necessarily, but you're one of the people who helped them get to this point and create that culture.
Well, I appreciate you in that. And, I had some great years in Kansas City. I'm very fond of those. And along with those, made some great relationships. And every football player puts in the work to be a Super Bowl champ, but, you know, it is fun to see your friends get there. And I have some true friends who are lifelong friends, you know, who are in that game. And I definitely have a vested interest in those guys, and I want them to succeed. And it, like you said, Coach Reid did so much for me as a football player, bringing me in along with, you know, John Dorsey and taking a chance on a kid from Mizzou who not many people had heard, who people thought he had overreached in the second round. And everyone you talk to who's been with Andy, there's something about him that's just, he's a charismatic guy, but at the same time, he's not going to say much. And there's something to that you just want, you'd run through a wall for the guy. And, it's fun. And I can't wait to catch up with him someday down, in the foreseeable future and talk about good times.
What would it mean if you saw him finally lift that Lombardi Trophy over his head?
I play for Coach McDermott, Sean McDermott, who is an Andy Reid guy as well.
Yeah.
And I think he would share the same sentiment in the fact that he does so much for the people around him. And I think Coach McDermott and I would there would be such a flow of emotions, and I'd be so happy for the guy, and I think it'd be such a weight off his shoulders. And I think then, who knows what he wants to do, but I still think his best football is in front of him.
You guys, obviously made the playoffs this year as a wild card, but it sure seems like there's some cracks in that Patriots foundation. You guys came close to breaking through this year.
Close twice, man. That was a bummer.
Right? Are you guys ready, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen of Buffalo Bills, ready to become the new Beast of the East?
Yeah, well, there's still Bill. Belichick.
Sure, heard of him.
Absolutely. I think we're just juiced. It's such a great competitive environment when you play the Patriots. And no matter what team you're on, they just bring the best football to every game, and they bring the best out of you, and, they'll expose you if you have any weaknesses, and you get to learn from that. And then, fortunately enough, in our position, we get to play them twice. It is fun. I think for us, we know we have a lot of work to do still. And we still have so much work to get done, and it's so exciting. It's exciting to go in with a group of guys who are so hungry to get better. And like I said before, I'm very fortunate and excited to be with the Buffalo Bills.
I actually, when we were looking at the, once the playoff bracket got set, I was much more nervous about the potential for a Buffalo Bills Chiefs game than I was for the Texans. I just thought that the Texans defense had struggled a little bit more, and you guys had such a great defense. Had you peeked ahead on the schedule at all and thought about what that was going to potentially be like?
I'd be lying if I didn't. And I talked to a few guys about playing their former teams, especially the year after, and there has to be a slew of emotions, rather. Excitement, and at the same time, there's this weird feeling of, these are my friends, I'm still playing. In the end, it's a business, and you're going to, but I think that would have been a little bit of juice. I probably would have had a little bit of juice walking in. Well, first of all, Arrowhead's such a great environment in the playoffs, and I really wanted my buddies on the Buffalo to see what that was like, and not that it doesn't get freaking rowdy in New Era Field in Buffalo, but there would have been something to just battling with, my new group of friends, my new guys, and then kind of facing Andy and and, you know, Spags, who I have very, you know, respect for, although he wasn't with me. And it would have just been, it would have been exciting, probably strange, probably some weird emotions would have come out. But yeah, I think it would have been a good game. I don't know. That's just me being biased. I think it would have been a great game.
All right, so we're going to hit pause for a second, but we've got another special surprise for you guys on the other side of this break.
Chiefs. When winter weather strikes, it can make life difficult, sometimes even dangerous. Our job as meteorologists is to track everything going on around you, minute by minute, 24/7, on every screen.
Right now, we're tracking those icy road conditions.
This winter, trust us to bring you Kansas City's most accurate forecast, keeping you safe when it matters most. 41 Action News, Kansas City's weather leader.
Welcome back to 4th and 1. I'm Todd Palmer. Nick and Mitch still here with us for the B block, but we're going to add in a little more flavor. I got another guest here on the phone all the way from the Super Bowl in Miami. Mr. Therese Paylor, how are you?
Oh, no.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So we've got a
Therese.
I don't want to call him a third wheel, but we've got a third guy because we're still doing an interview here. I think you might know him. Do you remember a guy named Mitch Morse?
I know, and I do, and I hear him belly aching back there, acting like he's not happy to hear from me. But that's all right.
No, I know you're so Therese surprised me in the Bills locker room this year, and I think I scared people with. I just saw him, and I immediately sprinted towards him, and I tried to form tackle him. He's just one of the. I mean, you and him were one of the original guys at Mizzou, and it was just like I only have fond memories of y'all two, and Therese is just one of the great guys, and so are you, and. I just have I mean, just good people, and it was good to see him this year.
Yeah. So, hey, welcome in, Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer. Moving up in the world.
Yeah,
since, you
gosh,
know.
Don't forget about us now.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, look at this guy. Who would have thought, huh?
Well, listen. I don't sign massive free agent contracts. So we all looking up at you, Big Mitch.
Therese, no, you're good. Good people, man. It's good to hear from you, pal.
So,
yeah,
but,
likewise, man.
Yeah, Therese, I know you're down in Miami, and you've been covering the Super Bowl all week for Yahoo. Be sure to check out his stuff.
Sounds like a real bummer, dude. I'm sorry. That sucks, man.
By the way, we still have snow on the ground up here.
How cold is it? What's the degrees?
Warmer than
that. Yeah, it's upper 30s. Yeah, lower 40s. It's supposed to be
sun's out
around 60 for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Like, it's going to be beautiful grass mowing weather.
Oh, yeah. Checking in at a balmy 73 here.
Yeah, rough,
yeah, real rough. Dude.
You have real do you have the bucket hat with you?
Yeah, wear compression shorts, bro.
That's a training camp staple. I leave it just for training camp.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know if you break it back out for,
there's exceptions.
Super Bowl.
I assume this is an exception, Therese. You can probably bring out the old hat, pal.
Yeah. The people demand it.
I thought about it.
So, hey, man, what, as you're down there covering this, what's the overarching storyline, or is there one, about Super Bowl 54, as, we're a couple of days from the Chiefs and the 49ers?
I mean, from what I can tell, it's can the 49ers stop the Chiefs? Mahomes is the biggest guy here, as far as being unstoppable, best player, all that. And I think people are trying to decipher whether or not this 49er defense is up to the task of stopping, like, the next generational quarterback. And people are falling on different sides of that ledger, but that's the big question.
Therese, Mitch Morse here. to be honest, I think this is one of the more exciting matchups. And believe me, I love Pat, and He is a generational talent and all that stuff. And but I think it's going to be a little bit closer game than people think. Wouldn't you agree? I think this is one of the better matchups in the Super Bowl era that I can remember.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mitch. I got it being close. Now, I think the Chiefs will win, but I've got it being close, and I think both teams will score points. You know, the 49ers are going to put theirs up. Shanahan, I mean, you could speak to this too, Mitch. Like, their run scheme is a delight to watch.
It is. It's
very, very multiple. They do a little bit of everything. The fullback, Juszczyk, total stud. You know, it's just difficult to handle. But I do think the Chiefs will be buoyed by having 2 weeks to prepare for it. Like, I think that's going to help them. And that's not something people are talking about a lot, but I think, you know, I think with some of the characters they've got there and their competitiveness, that plus the 2 weeks is enough to nullify it a touch, just enough to make sure this game is going to be, you know, containable for the Chiefs. So, no, I'm with you. I think it's going to be close, but I do think both teams will put up points. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's bad business to me to bet against 1-5, but there is a path to the 49ers winning this game, and Vegas agrees.
He's a good dude, and there's no doubt about that. And it's fun to see him down there.
So I wanted to ask you, what matchup are you looking most forward to in this game? Because there's a lot of talk about the 49ers offensive line, and of course I think we all want to see what Frank Clark, who's going to be mic'd up, has to say about some of that. But there's also the pass rush against Patrick Mahomes. There's Richard Sherman. I mean, you know, questions about can they stick with the cover three with as good as Patrick Mahomes is against those zone coverages, or do they have to mix it up, you know, and maybe look at try to copy what the Lions did with, playing a little more single high and trying to take away the crossing routes underneath at the same time. I mean, is there something you're looking at as the game within the game is the most exciting aspect of this upcoming game?
Well, I like to say that, like, almost any defense can take one guy away if they really, really want to. But good ones can take away one and a half or two. And really, like, great ones can take away, like, 2.5. So, I fully expect the 49ers to just say, like, Tyreek Hill's not going to get, you know, the big play bomb on us. And, okay, if they do that, yeah, Kelsey's going to have a few opportunities, but they're still pretty good and fast underneath. I think it's going to come down to these other guys. Damian Williams, DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins. Like, these are the guys that are going to have to make plays in single coverage and in space for the Chiefs to win this game. And I think if they do, they will.
All right, Trez, so I guess for you, Trez, thing I'm kind of curious about is what's been your favorite thing down there at the Super Bowl this week? What's been the highlight for you?
The weather? It's really incredible. I mean, we're all wearing short sleeves and shorts. I mean, it's the best.
Come on, I was going to say, you're a football junkie and you're talking about the weather, dude? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, the weather. But beyond that, getting the chance to talk to all of the secret, the very little secret about the Super Bowl is that there's actually, like, really great access to, like, players that they never make available, and coaches too, right? So asking dorky football stuff to some of these guys and getting to know people, like, I really enjoy it. And if you go in with, like, certain story ideas, you can actually report them out, and they can be football-centric. So I'll be dropping one of those tonight, and I'll be dropping another one tomorrow. So,
Can we get a preview?
That's the best part about it.
Can we get a preview?
Keep it close to the vest.
It has to do with how the Chiefs are going to open the game. That's it.
Oh, all right.
Fun.
Well, hopefully it won't be by falling down by double digits for Chiefs Kingdom here, because that's been the formula the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know,
not the team you want to do that against.
Yeah, no, for sure. A lot of people, I think, especially when you look at a matchup like this and you've got the 2 weeks, you know, I think the two things people look at are who's got the better quarterback, who's got the better coach that's going to have the time to game plan and prepare. Do you think that means that the Chiefs have a decided advantage, or do you like the combination of Garoppolo and Shanahan enough that you think that they're going to be equal to the task of Mahomes and Reed?
I think people are underestimating Shanahan a little bit. He's a really good play caller as well. And I saw Garoppolo in person
Saints 49ers. That was a great game. So he made some throws in that game. He made a lot of throws in that game that I don't think people like fully realize that he can make. So he understand Kyle Shanahan's play action off his advanced run schemes is next level stuff. So yeah, I think people need to realize that that team can beat the Chiefs. They can do it. So the Chiefs are going to need to play well to win this game. Like, this ain't the Titans here, right? You know, Garoppolo is not Ryan Tannehill. So, going to have to play well to win. And, the 49ers can throw it well enough to beat the Chiefs. But will they? We don't know.
Do you have a prediction for this one? I know you said you think it's going to be close and the Chiefs will win.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Chiefs winning 34-31. So, we will see how that turns out. But, I can't really imagine the Chiefs starting slow for the third straight game. You give Andy 2 weeks to prepare. Now he's been waiting for this game for 15 years. So the play calls are going to be on point, but the execution is going to be the key.
Well, I'm glad you didn't let Chiefs Kingdom down. I know how important you are to Chiefs Kingdom. So I was counting on you to say a Chiefs win because we would have had people like driving off the road if Therese had predicted a 49ers victory.
No, they just would have got up in my mentions and got no feeling.
So, do you?
Or complained about me talking about the weather?
Yeah, right. Especially since you didn't bring your bucket hat.
Well, I don't think I can complain about that.
But Mitch, do you have any prognostication? I know Jeff Allen goes by Jestradamus.
That's a big word.
So right, Nick's always giving me a hard time about my $5.
He's very passionate about his $5 words.
Dictionary reader. No, I don't.
All right. All right. What about you, Mr. Jacobs?
I'm going to go Chiefs 41-31. The Chiefs offense in the past 2 years has not scored less than 24 against the cover three scheme. And I anticipate them kicking a couple field goals, but it's Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid's been waiting 15 years. He doesn't have Brady and Belichick in his way this time. He's going to throw plays out there that people haven't seen since 2010. So Andy's got his little Pat. He's got his Pat flash cards. He's got his book that's been waiting on that shelf for this moment. He is not going to let anybody or anything stand in his way of winning the Lombardi Trophy that needs to cement his legacy.
I think it's actually going to be much closer than this, but just for the sake of Kansas City fans, I'm going to have to predict 49ers 17, Chiefs 38, just because 17-38 was so important to the Royals, right?
That's fitting, Todd. Well done.
Well, normally I pick 76-0, just because that was the first name that came, number that came to mind before the season opener against the Jaguars. So.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well.
So far, I've yet to be proven right, but the one day I am, I'm going to look like a genius.
Therese, you got to save me here, pal. I'm just sitting here listening to this dude sitting on his high horse just spitting out crazy.
No, listen, I got to go before I mention the weather again and piss Jacobs off.
Therese, it is good to hear you, pal. Hopefully you're sitting there drinking something good and enjoying the good weather. You deserve it, pal. I appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, you guys know me. I'm working, man. So I try to find time to smell the roses, my friend.
Absolutely, bro.
But it ain't happening tonight.
Well, all right, man. Hey, take it easy because I know there's not as much of that access tomorrow. So hopefully you can get some sleep. And, Mitch, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you, pal. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you.
All right.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time on this edition of 4th and 1. I wish we could get Nick to answer more. Check the tweets, but you're going to have to check actually on Twitter. And we will be back sometime after the game on Sunday to break down what happened in Super Bowl 54. Take care.
Time's yours.